With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Senate Armed Services Committee member Dan Sullivan spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week and said that supplemental bill also offers robust aid to allies like Israel and Taiwan.
The components of this legislation, particularly on Taiwan and Israel, which generally unifies Republicans, is really, really strong, much stronger than what Biden sent up.
Senator Sullivan was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. President Biden is growing unhappy with the Israeli military's response in Gaza. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has ordered the military to prepare a plan for the evacuation of the population of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an unexpected ground invasion there. Netanyahu made the announcement on Friday following international criticism of Israel's plan to invade the crowded city on Egypt's border. Israel says Rafah is the last remaining Hamas stronghold, and it is a place they simply need to root Hamas out of if they're going to be victorious in their battle against a terrorist group that started the war when they attacked Israel on October 7th. Also at SRNews.com, Wall Street set its latest record after the S&P 500 rose 0.6% of its value on Friday, taking the index above the 5,000 mark at the close for the first time ever. The Nasdaq also saw major gains. This is SRN News. A pastor in Vietnam is going to jail. Michael Harrington explains why.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege. For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. The owner, Jamie Sanchez, says the demonstrations are hurting their bottom line. There's also been vandalism. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry. This is SRN News. A radio station disappears.
A radio station manager says the theft of its giant tower has silenced what used to be the voice of a small Alabama town and surrounding county. Authorities say a thief or thieves made off with the 200-foot tower, which was discovered missing February 2nd. That shut down WJLX radio in Jasper, Alabama. So far, no arrests have been made. WJLX general manager Brett Elmore says a nearby building that stored important equipment was also vandalized, with every piece of equipment inside stolen. The station had no insurance on any of it. He estimates it'll take anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump says a decision by a special counsel not to charge President Biden in a classified documents case amounts to a two-tiered system of justice. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.